Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time for another episode of Health Simplified, a simple guide to a healthier life with our health guru, our in-house expert, Dr. Justin Fessler from Physical Lake Forest. Welcome, sir.
Here's Dr. Callinan. He's joining us from Innovus and going to be talking about lasers and its use in the orthopedic setting. Dr. Callinan's been with Innovus since 2020, serving as U.S. Director of Clinical Education and Marketing. Previously, he served as Director of Clinical Development for Lightforce since 2017. He has made formal presentations to mixed professional audiences nationally on both laser and shockwave technologies and internationally on laser therapy. Prior to joining the Lightforce team, Dr. Callinan held various positions within the outpatient PT setting during his career. These include clinician, manager, owner, as well as multi-site, multi-state division director for a large corporate PT organization. He has been a PT since 1999 and board certified as an orthopedics clinical specialist by the APTA since 2003. He received his transitional doctorate in physical therapy in 2007 from Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, and his master of physical therapy from Shenandoah University in 1999. All right, Dr. Callinan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Justin. That's why I have all the gray hair. This was about a million years ago when I was in school.
Yeah. Well, you and me, apparently. Well, I was just curious. So I have Lightforce laser in my clinic. I have a 25-watt device. But I have a lot of patients coming in and asking good questions about how it works and everything. And so I give a very superficial view of that. But having you here, I was wondering if you could describe how this laser affects our bodies and how that works, maybe not comparing to, but just knowing that there are other lasers for surgery and for other kinds of things, how is this different from that and why is it good for us?
Yeah, that's a good question. The healing power of light. So we know that we have to be in the sunshine to be healthy because of what it does chemically to deliver a handful of different vitamins and transactions in our skin when it interacts. So we have a sense that, oh, light does do something. If you don't want to think of it that way, you can think about plants with how it hits chlorophyll, it gets absorbed, and then it turns CO2 into O2. So there's photochemical transaction taking place for photosynthesis. So similarly, when you put certain types of light into the body, it can cause photochemical changes as well on a cellular level. So for patients that are listening to this, you're probably thinking, I've never heard of a laser helping out people. They might think of Luke Skywalker with his lightsaber or a ray gun or something from back in the day. But believe it or not, they figured out that the electromagnetic spectrum, there's all sorts of energy that's in that, and it can range anywhere from x-rays and microwaves that go then next up towards like visible light, which we see in the rainbow essentially. And then there's this band of energy that's just north of that with slightly longer wavelengths in the near infrared spectrum that these therapy lasers use. So they're actually naked to the visible eye. Usually a device will have an aiming beam on it that is like red or a color that you can see, but the actual wavelengths that are going past the skin and into the tissue are invisible. So the Lightforce devices, they have the ability to reach tissue several centimeters deep. And it just basically, once you get enough light and enough photons into cells that need some help that are sick or underperforming, it helps wake them up. And so it basically causes more ATP to be produced at the cell, which helps it be healthier, basically, because when cells aren't healthy and if they're that way for too long, they can die. And then the body has to come in and scavenge them up and then replace them. So if you can save them from going through that process, it really can help shorten the length of time needed to improve tissue or get something to repair. Say you pull a hamstring or you had maybe a tendon that wasn't doing so well. These lasers can basically put energy into that tissue and cause it to have these photochemical changes, which help them heal quicker, basically. So in a nutshell, this technology, it's designed to help speed up the recovery process. So it helps, it doesn't block anything. It's not like when you take, say, an Advil or something that will block the inflammatory cascade,
right.
Which can impact inflammation. It more of just accelerates the whole process. So the cells get better at dealing with the inflammatory process, which then moves it along and helps it get into the later phases where the pain goes down and you feel better. So it's magical in some ways. And if you don't know, or if you didn't know, most of the pro teams, the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, they're all using these devices to help these players return to sport very quickly. You see these people get injuries, like they sprain an ankle. And if you've ever sprained your ankle, boy, that usually took weeks to get better. And sometimes you'll see these players sprain an ankle and then be back on the court within a week or so. And you're like, how does that happen? It's because they have some of these technologies that can help their body basically get to where it needs to be a little bit quicker.
Yeah. It's really good for those acute injuries, helping with, does it help with like actually the inflammation, or is it just helping to get better cellular components in there to help healing? What would you say to that?
So the process of inflammation is very complicated. There's a lot of signaling that goes on with cells. Just to keep it simple for the audience, the laser has the ability to impact a lot of different pieces of that equation. And so the messaging that goes on with the cells gets changed and impacted. So some of the things that usually cause the body to want to create more inflammatory response, it can help mute those a bit. And like I said, because the cells, if you think about it just from the simplest terms, you have a cell that's not doing well. Say you've injured it. Say when you pull a hamstring, you essentially damage thousands of muscle cells. So the body has to go, oh boy, we have to repair that. What happens is that if say there was no intervention done, if you pulled a hamstring and you just sat on the couch for a week, you'd have a lot of bleeding that would take place, and then it would clot, and then you get inflammation to try to come in and help just to stimulate the body to lay down new building blocks for that muscle to repair. But when you use the laser, some of those cells that have been torn apart, essentially, they're going to die and they're going to have to be replaced. That's going to happen regardless if you use a laser or not. But say just for round numbers, let's say you damaged 10,000 cells when you pulled your hamstring running down the curb. And if you put the laser on it, maybe you could save 30% of those from having to go into what they call apoptosis, where the cell dies basically and then has to get replaced. If you can reduce those number of cells that have to get replaced, basically give them a life ring so that they can stick around, then the body doesn't have to replace them, right? They just have to basically rev them up again. And it saves a lot of time, and it's much more physiologically efficient for the body to be able to do that. So you'll see when patients or athletes use this technology, they might have an injury that would normally take several weeks to get back, and they might have a lot of an inflammatory response. They might find that inflammatory response is a lot less, and they're in a lot less pain, and they can actually start putting loads and force through those muscles a lot faster, because the body is basically being primed to get better. So
that's amazing. Yeah.
Just a way to think about it is like I like to think of it as like a to help cells to repair themselves.
Yeah. So really the sooner the better in getting that treatment done. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it also helps with pain. So there's a lot of different mechanisms that it helps with pain. The high power devices are very different than you might see these advertisements now. It seems like red light therapy is everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're talking about a very specific wavelength range, and that usually around 650 nanometers. But that wavelength, it's very good if you were going to try to heal a wound. You had a scratch on your arm, you wanted it to heal really fast.
Yeah.
And that wavelength is really nice because it gets absorbed very readily by melanin in your skin. Mm. So it's the same photoreceptor.
Very superficial.
You get a suntan when you're out in the sun, right?
Yeah.
But that 650 doesn't go past the skin very well because it gets almost absorbed completely at the skin. So like the wavelengths that are used in like the light force device, they're different. They're longer.
And
so
what is that wavelength?
So there's two, there's an 810 and a 980 nanometer
right. The
wavelength, which doesn't mean anything to most folks, but those wavelengths have been clinically shown to really help nerves, muscle, tendon repair. So they have what they call chromophores on cells, which are like sponges. They're like light sponges. They're what accept the light and then can convert it into a photochemical process. So those, if you think about those chromophores, they're very, very adapt to absorb light in those two wavelengths. So we found that over the years through different studies and just a lot of clinical data that they do a really nice job to help get tissue to improve. So there's different wavelengths that are available. Different companies try to say, hey, this is the best new wavelength to use. But these two are very common when you look in the research for the wavelengths that are used in this technology because they've been shown to be so effective. So
yeah, the most evidence for them. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So as far as if we have some listeners that are thinking about different kinds of pathologies or injuries they've had, say it's been like 3-6 months or even a year or something, what can this kind of technology do for those kinds of people?
Yeah, that's a good question. So think about it in two buckets. So you have pain, and then you have actually tissue repair. So if you think about pain, your nervous system has different wires in it to basically be sensitive to chronic pains, and then they have ones that are sensitive to acute pain. So if you think about it, you put your finger on the burner, your nervous system has to be really good at having you pull your hand off so you minimize the damage from touching the hot burner. But that's one type of nerve fiber. And what's cool is that it's a very small diameter. And then the ones who are your chronic pain messengers, the ones that will say an arthritic knee, and you wake up every morning and it just aches and it's sore. It's not the kind of pain that's going to make you double over, but you're aware of it and it's achy, sore. That's a different kind of nerve, but it's also a small diameter. And so what they've shown is that with really high power devices, like the Class 4 devices, like the Lightforce lasers, they have the ability with enough intensity on the superficial nerves that have these qualities, the chronic pain signalers and the acute pain signalers, it can actually quiet them down. So it's an analgesic effect that you get that lasts anywhere from 10 to 18 hours, depending on the dose and a couple different parameters. But they do the non-invasive treatment. You put this light on the skin. It just feels warm because it's high enough power that you'll feel a sensation on your skin. You'll say, hey, that's warm. If you've ever had a laser treatment where you didn't feel anything, that's one of the lower power devices, and that's a different animal. What I'm talking about is these higher power devices that when they put it on, there's enough intensity that you feel a warmth on your skin. That's and if they're moving a handpiece around while they treat, that's indicative of it being one of these things I'm talking about. But because it can impact both acute and chronic nerve fibers and slow down that message that goes back to your spinal column to tell your brain, hey, I have a pain, it's like getting a lidocaine shot or like an analgesic shot that lasts forever. And that's super powerful in the clinic. It's super powerful for you at home because you're going to get one of these treatments that'll only last a few minutes. But usually, right after the treatment, you're going to feel a lot better. You say, hey, you know what? I can move my elbow better, or I can move my knee better. It doesn't hurt the same way. And when that happens, then that opens the door to your therapist to be able to say, oh, okay, great. Since that doesn't hurt, now we can do these activities to help double down, get you moving a little bit, maybe work on some strength things, work on some different functional components that if you are hurting, they might not be able to do. So it makes your visit much more efficient when you go to see a professional because they can do more stuff because you'll hurt less. And then the nice thing is, since you'll be hurting less for hours after the session, you can then move better, move more normally, which is a very good thing for your brain. It tells the body, hey, I can move without this compensation, this pain I've been doing, which helps also with your overall pain signal and getting you feeling better. So there's that piece, which is pain, and the laser, even though it creates some warmth, you can use it on chronic and acute problems for that reason. It can get really good results to reduce your pain. And then you have the tissue repair side. So it helps with collagen or fibroblasts, these little cells that lay down new building blocks of tissue. It helps spur those on to do a better job. It gets better blood flow to the area, which brings in all the little white blood cells that are involved in repairing tissue. It does a really nice job to promote more of that. So especially around like tendons, things like that that generally don't get a lot of blood flow to them, it helps improve that. So it will help tissues that normally take a long time to heal. It helps cut down on that time because it's going to bring more help to the scene, basically. So it's two fronts. You have the injury itself. So it could be acute, chronic, subacute, weeks to months. It could be days that it has the ability to impact the tissue itself, which will also help bring down pain. So you have to understand that in the inflammatory phase, when you first hurt something in the first few days, it hurts a lot, right? You have this stuff called substance P that's released. And that's part of a neurotransmitter that makes your body go, hey, I have pain here, right? As you move along the process, you go to the next phase, usually the pain is a lot less. And so that's when people start moving better and feeling better. It's called proliferative healing. So the sooner that the patients can get out of the inflammatory phase and in towards the proliferative phase of healing, they generally are really happy because they don't hurt as bad. They move better. People like Justin can take your arm and move it around. It won't be as guarded and painful. And then they can start to restore your full motions and things of that nature. So that's a real important key for therapy, is to be able to move people out of these painful spots and along into less painful conditions or less painful time frames when they're going through the rehab so they can do more and get back to your normal functional stuff and reach your goals ultimately. That's a long-winded answer, but the laser helps on both the pain front on a short term and long term because of the tissue healing. And it also helps with just getting you better because it's going to help the tissue mend itself so that you can then start to stress it more and get it back to being the way it should be in most cases.
Yeah, very cool. Is there any contraindications for this? Things that you're like, oh, we shouldn't do it around those areas or a certain age of people or anything like that?
Yeah, the nice thing is it can be applied to most things and most people. You can treat over metal. It's just going to bounce off of, say, a total knee or something like that. So there's no problems treating over hardware. You generally can't treat over electronic components. So if you had a pacemaker or a pain pump or something in your back, the clinician shouldn't treat directly over it. They can treat in other areas around it. They wouldn't want to treat directly on it. Growth plates in children is a contraindication. So you have adolescents that are treated. The therapist can treat above and below that growth plate. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't want to treat directly on it. So the ones that are pretty common are Osgood-Schlatter's in the knee or Sievers problems in the heel. Those are growth related injuries. They wouldn't be able to treat directly on those growth plates with it, but they could possibly help some of the pain that's around it. Active cancer. So if you had a lesion, you know, that you knew had a melanoma or something that was actively being addressed through other treatments, you wouldn't treat directly over a known cancerous lesion, but you can treat folks that are in a post state, say they've had a breast cancer or something, and they had some lymphedema or different pain related issues with radiation. And it's say a year or two after the fact. The laser could help with some of those issues as far as helping that tissue mend and repair. But that's a conversation you want to have with your oncologist to make sure that you're in a place where you could get that kind of treatment.
Gotcha. Okay. That sounds good. Are there any specific, do you get wind of success stories from, you know, clinicians you've worked with or that you've worked with or whatever? Is there anything there you'd like to share as far as some cool story or something?
Yeah, I think for patients out there listening is when you're in a lot of pain, you're usually in a spasm. So you'll have muscles that are just guarding, they're holding on really tight. They're not happy. The body's telling them, hey, something's hurt here, so don't move it. And that's usually when you're pretty miserable. If you've ever done that to your back, that's the day you can't get out of bed. It's like, I can't stand up straight. It's just my back went out. That would be an example of that. So there was a nurse actually that I was working with at a day we were doing an installation at a clinic, I believe it was in Alabama. And I was asked to help treat her knee. She had a total knee and we were doing that to see if it would help her bend it better and feel better, which we did. And it actually did move better after the treatment. And she was like, hey, that's pretty cool. She said, but does this work on backs? And I was like, yeah, I said, it can. I was like, why, what's going on? She goes, well, I had a fusion in my back 6-8 months ago. And she goes, it's been sore ever since. It's never felt better. And so I was like, maybe. I said, there's a lot that could be going on there, but let's take a look. I said, let me see you arch backwards. So she went to arch back and she was standing, but it's a small treatment room. She was next to a wall. And she probably had about 10 to 15% of her extension motion and then just stopped. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if that was something that was related to the fusion or what, but poking around her back, you could tell there was some guarding going on there. Just for the edification of the audience, like when you have a pain, sometimes a deep pain, like in a fusion situation where you get pain from bones or nerves or things that are deeper, often the guys that move you are more superficial. So in your back, you have this erector spinae group that goes right along the sides of your spine. And when your back's not happy, they tend to go into a spasm. And that's what this lady had going on. Mm-hmm. So even though she had a fusion in her spine, I treated her muscles of her lower back for about 4 or 5 minutes. And then I retested the extension. And she basically stood up and she went to arch back in the same spot she was standing. And she hit her head against the wall. She picked up like another 30-40% of motion and she couldn't believe it. She's like, holy cow. She's like, I haven't been able to arch back in 4 months. And it was just that analgesic impact we were talking about. It quieted down the spasm of those lower back muscles that allowed her to do that. So luckily she didn't put a hole in the wall or anything. So that was good.
But she felt that much more relaxed.
That helps her brain, the processing.
Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely. So the other example I would give, I was at a trade show. And there was a young guy who was a vendor at a booth next to us, and he said he had tennis elbow for months. And he said he tried everything. And he was like, does that thing help with tennis elbow? I was like, yeah, sure. And so any way you could treat me? I was like, yeah, okay. And I asked him, I said, how long have you been dealing with this? It's been like 5 months. He goes, I've tried, you know, everything under the sun. And he's listing all the different therapies he tried. I was like, okay. Any of them really help? He's like, eh, nothing really. It's still like a 3-4 out of 10 when I try to lift stuff. So I was okay. And at the show, we had our 40 watt laser, which is our highest power device. So that has the ability to put a very intense light on tissue, mm-hmm. which does a really good job at blocking this pain like we've talked about. And so I treated his lateral elbow for literally 26 seconds. That's how long it took to treat it with this higher power device. And I just focused it right where he was pointing to where the pain was. And he had pain with doing this little motion where he put his forearm on stretch. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And I said, go ahead and try it. And he was like, his eyes like lit up bowling ball. He's, oh my gosh, he's, it doesn't hurt. I can't believe it. He's like, I haven't been able to do that for months. He goes, I can't believe something that took 28 seconds could make that change. He goes, especially this long. And I said, probably have to treat it a couple of times. I said, to really get the max benefit. Because usually with laser, it's a series of treatments of somewhere usually around 6 to 10 treatments because you're trying to spur on metabolism. So it requires multiple tweaks to the system as it goes along.
Right. Yeah.
So let's treat it again tomorrow. It was a 3-day show. And I said, and we'll see how you're feeling on the last day. And so we treated him one more time, had the same effect. He's, oh man, he goes, doesn't hurt anymore. It feels great. And he came back on that Sunday, the third day, and he's, I can't believe it. I woke up, he goes, and it doesn't hurt anymore.
That
and so
crazy.
Part of that was the pain block, but part of it also was the better blood flow that it had 2 days now to do its deal and help get things moving along on that tissue that it hadn't done otherwise.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you that the power of it. Because if anybody's had tennis elbow, how frustrating that can be. It hurts pretty much with everything you do when you grab or reach for things.
Oh, my God.
So having a tool like that can doesn't require a shot. Or cortisone has its own problems because it can beat up on the tissue of your tendon there in the long term, which isn't good. If you're diabetic, it can also, you know, have a big impact on your sugar levels and things like that. So to have something that doesn't require you to have a needle jammed in your arm or have any type of surgical procedure, but literally just takes a few minutes, can really be a game changer.
Yeah. Amen to that. A lot of people that I see too are trying to avoid those things you just talked about. They don't want to get the injection. They don't want the surgery. They don't want all that stuff.
And rightly
so. And we've seen injections are bad for you. Say it again.
And rightly so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It can break down tissue actually.
So that's right.
It's not good for you. That's good. I think, is there anything else you think people should know about this treatment, laser therapy in general?
I think in general, you just need to be aware of the equipment that a clinic has. There's when they say we have a laser, you need to ask a few more questions.
Yep.
So it's a low power device, which is considered a class 3B or lower, class 2 or class 3B device. Those generally don't have the ability to change pain as quickly as what I'm describing today.
Yeah.
So you want to say, is it a class 4 device? And that class 4 is the FDA clarification. If it's over a half a watt of power, it will be a class 4 device. That's the type of device I'm talking about. I can't speak to the effectiveness of other class 4 devices. I can tell you that if you find someone like Justin's clinic that has the class 4 device that's a light force, they work very well and can help you get better. But you just have to ask what equipment do they have, and you might want to take a peek at the wavelengths that they utilize. If you see that they're using these common ones that I was talking about today, the 810, 980 nanometers, that's a good thing. If you were to see a device that was just like in that red range, if they say, oh, we have a red light therapy laser that's 650 nanometers, and that was the only wavelength it had.
Yeah.
We talked about they're not going to be able to penetrate tissue very well, and it probably will have a minimal impact on a deeper musculoskeletal problem. So
gotcha.
Asking those questions will help you make sure you're going to a place that has the right equipment.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. That's good. So if people are looking to get this treatment, is it just something where they look out in the community? Obviously, they can go to me too, but say someone's somewhere else. Do you guys have any assistance in finding that for people? Or are you more directly just dealing with like clinicians that are buying lasers and stuff like that?
We generally have our interface with the clinics themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used to have a listing on our website that showed all the centers that have our stuff, but our competitors were using it to try to sell against us.
Oh, jeez.
So we had to
pull that off. Try to do a nice thing.
Exactly. Trying to play dirty pool. But if you go to lightforcemedical.com, I've made a lot of videos and things on there to explain it. There's a lot of information on there as far as what it does. Most of the webinars that we've recorded on our site are for more for like clinicians, so they're a little more clinical in how they're stuff we're talking about. But you can certainly watch any of those to get a feel for it. But there's a phone number that's on the website. If you were to call that and ask for a center that has our device, we could probably figure out how to help you out. We would just direct you to forcemedical.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Callinan. And I learned actually some today too, even though I have one of my in my clinic, I learned some things on how to educate people, which is what we want to do here. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. I would just say for the folks listening, don't be afraid of it. It sounds a little intimidating about a laser, but they work really well. And the technology has been around in the US since the early 2000s on this class 4 device for the lower power stuff, and since the 1980s. The one thing I would warn you all is it's generally not covered by your insurance. So it's usually a cash service at your clinic. Just be aware of that when you go. But I would also say if somebody's applying the device properly and you're using the right equipment for most conditions, you should see a change in your pain within a couple of visits.
Yeah.
So if you're at something for, you know, more, that should really make you wonder what's going on, because that is not the norm when it's being applied properly. It's a pretty fast result.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. I really appreciate this. We're on this journey and trying to get all this good information out to people. And I appreciate you helping in that effort.
That's been fun, Justin. Rumor has it I get to come back in a year since I'm the first guest.
So. You are. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Look good bonus. To. Yeah. We'll stay in touch.
Excellent.
Thanks. Have a good one.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time for Health Simplified, a simple guide to a healthier life. Streaming live on OC Talk Radio, Orange County's only community radio station. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.